This past Saturday, I booked a bath for both of us. One of those tubs where both two people fit in an Epsom salt water, floating technically almost into space, in total darkness. You could listen to music or just listen to yourself breathing. So as we got there, we naturally stripped, and I entered the capsule before her, but I had brought her favorite vibrator. My thought was, how could I give her pleasure without touching any sheets, without being cold or hot, just floating in space with her eyes closed, enjoying the vibration, enjoying the orgasm that was to come. So as she entered the capsule, we both laid side by side in almost a 69 position, just allowing us to both float. We just positioned ourselves to relax, enjoy the total darkness, the senseless communication with any contact to the physical world. We just laid there and breathed in total darkness. I was excited because I knew, or I thought I knew, what was to come. Within 10 minutes or so, both of us were relaxed, just enjoying the soothing water, the absence of sound, of light, just hearing our breathing. The moment was calm and total calmness. You are not touched by anything. Your mind disappears into nullness. No one, no thought. Nothing, just pure relaxation. I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to see what Melissa, I wanted to feel her reaction to her clit slowly, gradually being vibrated in this motionless bath. A few moments later, I grabbed the vibrator. Her legs were already apart, so it was easy for me to gradually bring my hand in between her leg without touching her. Gradually bring myself closer and closer to her vagina. And the Epsom salt water makes everything more slippery, makes everything flow with ease. And at one point, I just put the vibrator on to the slowest tempo and vibration, an oscillating vibration. Because her head are typically submerged in water, she and I could suddenly hear this little motor of her vibrator. And her reaction was, did you bring something naughty? And I said, yes. Just relax and float. Enjoy the sensation. closer I got to her vagina and her pussy, the more I could hear her breathing deepen. My excitement was starting to grow as my cock was also reacting to it. And then suddenly, the ears of her favorite vibrator touched a thigh. And suddenly you could start seeing or feeling that little vibration into the water. You could hear the motor humming quietly. And how slowly, gradually, I brought it to her lips. Her legs were now spread wide enough for me to have total access without touching her, just the bunny ears of her vibrator. And then suddenly it made contact. Floating in space, her reaction was immediate. She started to breathe deeper and deeper, without even moving her body, without any pressure from anywhere else than on her clit. I could sense her body reacting to the slow, gradual excitement that her vibrator was giving her. I'm sure that she could only concentrate on the pleasure she was going to have next. Not a sound, not a light, not a single area of her body touching anything. The temperature is perfect, bodily controlled, warm, and the vibrator started to do his job, gradually increasing its tempo. As she started to react slowly, I could understand and I could hear her breathing gradually coming up, increasing, becoming shallower and shallower. I could only imagine what that sensation was all about. Vibration slowly, exciting her clit and lubricating, I'm sure, her pussy. My thought of that happening, giving her a total orgasm with no outside contact, was sufficiently exciting for me to feel my cock hard. At that point, wondering how and what she's feeling. And gradually, as I increase the tempo, bring it down to between her lips, squeezing her clit between those two bunny ears. That little Jimmy Jane vibrator does the job so well. I kept increasing the tempo, and I could now feel that she was enjoying the reaction and the movement of her vibrator. Within a few more seconds, I could now hear her easily reaching point of breathing that was a signal of an upcoming orgasm. Still not touching anything, she just let her body relax. The only thing she could think of then was the vibration that the vibrator was giving her. And as this kept on going, I made sure that I did not physically touch her. I wanted that orgasm to be just hers and her battery-operated friend. I increased the tempo, I increased the vibration, and now she rocket launched into space. Her breathing got deeper and deeper. I could hear sounds of pleasure coming out of her mouth. I could almost feel how good her clit felt. I wondered how wet that pussy would be if I just stuck a finger in there. Would I bring her to an orgasm? I decided not to. Give her the pleasure of love coming from me. One of my most pleasurable moments with my wife is pleasuring her. It is one of my personal values that a woman is a temple, and you must thank the gods for what you have in life. So I just let the vibration go and continue climbing more and more and more. And as this was happening, the whole capsule started to vibrate in its own voice. Her breathing, her noise, the sound that she was making was orgasmic pleasure climbing up, reaching its deepest point where her clit must have been engulfed in pleasure, and the sensation running through her body, her spine, her back, the sensation through her mind. What was she feeling at that moment? And suddenly, she started to orgasm. Her breathing suddenly spouting. Her tempo, her legs now just shaking from the pleasure that this was giving her. She still hadn't touched any walls, in total flotation, just enjoying the immense pleasure of her vibrator on her clit. I had never seen or heard such a pleasure, such intense orgasmic pleasure. And as her orgasm continued for seconds and seconds, turning into one orgasm, and slowly building up to the second one, I could only envy what she was having. Suddenly I felt her hand on my leg, and as the vibration kept on going and going, I could feel her hand just squeezing my leg. I could feel her nails digging into my skin. And then suddenly, one of the most powerful, crunching, gasping orgasm that I have ever seen her have, without any penetration. Suddenly she released her grip on me, started to decompress, come back to life as a person. And while this was happening, I slowly, gradually lowered the tempo on her vibrator to let her come down back to life, come down from her space exploration that she had just done. What an amazing sensation she must have had. I was hard like I've never been, wondering how it would feel for me to be in space like this. Within a minute or two, she came back to her senses. Exhausted from her own experience, but totally satisfied. She asked me how it sounded, what was my thoughts, what were my thoughts, and suddenly movement occurred in the capsule. And she said, "You were naughty, but I'm going to do, or I'm going to give you the best blowjob you've ever had. I will make sure that I don't touch you other than my lips and my tongue. And I will suck on you like the vibration that you had given me a few minutes ago." She just knelt between my legs, had my legs spread wide so she didn't touch me. And suddenly, I could feel her warmth, breath, getting closer and closer to my cock. She deposited her lips on the tip, just to see and to make sure it was there, because we were still in total darkness. And then I could sense her tongue just salivating around my cock. Her lips were just touching the tip. The warmth of those beautiful lips sliding on the tip of my cock. Oh, gradually, she lowered her mouth, still making sure that she wasn't touching me anywhere else other than her lips and her mouth. Slowly, gradually, my cock disappeared, or the tip of my cock disappeared into her mouth. She started just to run her lips around the head, between the shaft, and I could feel the warmth now and the suction that she was giving me, playing with me that way for minutes, was bringing me closer and closer to my own pleasure. I could only feel those lips, that mouth, that tongue, playing with the head of my shaft. The sensation was building up and building up. And suddenly I felt her lips lowering itself on my shaft. I could feel her tongue on my head slipping in gradually, slowly, while she was sucking on it. Still, she hadn't touched me, just her lips and her mouth. Now, slowly and gradually, lowering herself deeper, where my cock was now in her mouth. I could only sense her tongue, her saliva, her juice flowing on my cock. And she kept on sucking, now going up slowly to the head, going back down, going back up to the head, and now sucking just on the head, on the connection from the shaft to the head, and sucking and sucking. Suddenly, I was out of control, and I could feel and sense her lips engulfing my head, and with a few more suckling, I started to come in her mouth, dropping hot juice just into her mouth. There wasn't one drop that was going to fall out of that. and I could see or feel in total darkness what her lips were doing to my cock. And I just unloaded an amazing load of cum into her mouth. I just could not believe the sensation of just her lips on my cock. And as I gradually came back down to earth, we both laughed. She swallowed every drop of what there was left. We laid back down in the water for the other half an hour of our bath, slowly breathing, slowly falling asleep to this amazing experience that we just had. I would recommend anyone to try this, a floating Epsom bath, and bring your favorite sex toy into it and enjoy.